This is a CKTZ News update. 20 activists from Campbell River, Quadra Island, and Comox turned out for Canada is Still on Fire, 350.org Day of Action in Campbell River on Wednesday, September 8th. The date was carefully chosen. The only English-language federal leaders' debate of the 2021 election will be televised from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Thursday, September 9th. Similar days of action were held in Victoria, Nanaimo, Courtney, Parksville, Port Alberni, Ucluelet, Duncan, and Sooke on Vancouver Island, as well as numerous towns and cities across Canada, from Vancouver to St. John's, Newfoundland. Dr. Don Goodeve, an organizer of the Campbell River event, told CKTZ News,
"People have been campaigning on these issues for a very long time, and there's been a lot of asking nicely and doing the right thing, traditions, etc. And now it's not happening in a third world country. It's not out with the islands that are sinking in the middle of the Pacific. It's happening here. It's happening now with the wildfires that we've seen, with the heat dome that we've seen, with the situation in Saskatchewan where crops on the prairies are just not being able to be harvested because there is nothing there because of the drought conditions. This is only going to get worse. And this is in a year where we haven't even had an El Nino event, which we know will push global temperatures up by another 0.5 degrees centigrade when it occurs. This is a desperate, dangerous situation. And still there is silence. So I believe it is time to stop asking nicely."
Goodeve cited the International Energy Agency report, Net Zero by 2020, released last May, which states, quote, "Pledges by governments to date, even if fully achieved, fall well short of what is required to bring global energy-related carbon dioxide emissions to net zero by 2050 and give the world an even chance of limiting the global temperature rise to 1.5 degrees Celsius," unquote. The Campbell River Day of Action caught the attention of two of North Island Powell River's candidates in the 2020 election. The Green candidate, Jessica Wegg, attended the Campbell River event and is offered to comment on Friday, which is too late for this story. Rachel Blaney, the NDP candidate and incumbent MP, could not attend but previously sent a message.
"Hello everyone, so I'm here today because I have signed this pledge and I want to make sure that everybody knows what I'm signing for. This is a pledge to act like we're in an emergency. So just so you know, this is exactly what the wording is. It says that I, Rachel Blaney, NDP candidate for North Island Powell River, commit to doing everything in my power to respond to the climate emergency with the urgency it demands. That means I will fight to support my constituents' calls for, one, an immediate end to all fossil fuel subsidies to oil and gas companies, an immediate moratorium on new fossil fuel projects, an immediate end to all construction on Trans Mountain Pipeline and the cancellation of the project. Number two, a just transition to support workers and communities, especially Indigenous and remote communities, as we move towards a 100% renewable energy future. And three, assuring that all monies that were directed towards the Trans Mountain Pipeline project be immediately allocated to a Green New Deal. It's time to make that change. Thanks, everyone."
Dr. Goodeve described Campbell River's Day of Action.
"We got together at the intersection of St. Anne's and Highway 19 in Campbell River, which, you know, as you probably know, is a fairly significant intersection. There's a fair amount of traffic coming through. And we were there with signs for about 20 minutes or so and showing them to the traffic. The last time we went and did anything like this at that intersection, we had a different response, which was kind of interesting. So I was out there about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and the response that we got was not quite as positive as we got today. There was a fair number of people who were like honking, showing support for the messages that we had out, which were largely focused on the need for climate change action. And then from there, we moved down along Shoppers Road down to Spirit Square. We had a little sound system with us. So there was a couple of speeches that were given by people there, including myself. We did a little bit of singing to just get people in the spirit and in the mood of like what we were doing. There's two songs that we did. One was a variation on Oh Canada, which is actually, I think, a very truthful one, because we do see that what we're doing is standing on guard for Canada, but in the face of many forces which seem arrayed against us having a livable future for ourselves and our children. So that was one song. And another song that we pulled out was a variation on something that's becoming popular in the environmental movement in different places with different words, called Rooted in the Ground. And the intention of this song is to talk about the necessity, as has been expressed by many people, many authorities such as the International Energy Agency, basically saying that we have to stop any further expansion of fossil fuels. We have to reduce emissions drastically and quickly. And the way to do that is to leave the remaining fossil fuels in the ground. There is no space left for that carbon in the atmosphere. We have to change course. And after that, the invitation was for people to come and do what we call a die-in, lying down on the ground with their signs to just basically illustrate the consequences of inaction.